You know, my favorite part of the garden is Flagler.
At Lewis Ginter Botanical Garden, Duran Chavis takes a meandering woodland path, spotting some bulbs emerging from the earth.
See, look, the daffodils are sprouted.
Tulips and cherry blossoms aren't far behind.
I've been blessed to be able to work here and like call this my office.
Chavis has spent decades launching initiatives that celebrate Black culture and improve health and wellness, while also addressing racial inequities. He's being honored as a Richmond history maker for promoting stronger communities.
At the core of any of our social justice work is, you know, you, the person in the mirror.
Chavis is Lewis Ginter's community engagement coordinator. It was a new position created to help the garden expand beyond its walls.
How do we introduce new audiences or audiences that haven't been represented here at the garden? How do we invite them and create an inclusive environment for them? And then the second part was, how do we go out into the community and work with the community to impact, you know, the region environmentally?
Working with the community is a key part of this philosophy. For example, says Chavis, the garden's urban agriculture program adapts to each neighborhood they work with. And it's about more than learning about compost and irrigation.
We also talk about the history of like the region. So we kind of take a deliberate approach to talking about concentrated poverty and redlining and race in the city. We talk about issues like food deserts and et cetera. So stuff that people are really dealing with and have a relationship with, that's how we imbue the community part into it. The Ginter Urban Gardeners plan green spaces and design green spaces and then implement green spaces with those people from those geographic areas, like in tow. So it's not like Ginter Urban Gardeners are just doing stuff. It's like we're doing stuff informed by the community's voices, and without the community showing up, we wouldn't do anything. It's just kind of like a feedback loop.
He's the kind of person that we want to honor because he is doing the kind of work that will help move Richmond in the right direction.
That's the Valentine's Eric Stagletter. He says Richmond History Maker spotlights individuals using innovative approaches in areas like social justice, education, job creation, the environment, and regional collaboration. So it was a natural fit to partner with the Capital Region Collaborative, or CRC, says manager Ashley Hall.
The Capital Region Collaborative is sort of the space in the community where local government and nonprofits and businesses can come together to work on shared goals. It's really the place where, you know, we know anytime there's a challenge in the community, it's not solved by one sector. We know it crosses jurisdiction boundaries. So this is really the place where leadership can come together and say, hey, if we work together, we can find a solution that's better for everyone.
At the History Makers event later this month, CRC will release its annual Regional Indicators Project, which measures progress in areas like education, social stability, and the James River.
When we're able to celebrate these awardees, it's really putting a face behind the data. It's really being able to say, we've got this data that we're measuring. We can look at the hard facts of how we're doing as a region, but we also need to take time to really celebrate that there's people every day working so passionately and so creatively to really move the needle forward on all those things.
Richmond history maker Duran Chavis has been recognized in other venues too, including RTD Person of the Year. But when he got the news, he was surprised, honored, and humbled.
The first thing that really struck me is that, you know, coming from like a radical left tradition in my work, you know, around cultural identity, health disparity, and social change, like for them to give recognition to the work that I've been doing is, I think, important, super important for folks to be able to see a narrative that isn't traditionally, you know, accommodationist or conformist, you know, that there are alternative ways of being in terms of Blackness, you know, in the greater Richmond region, that it doesn't always have to show up as corporate or as a faith-based, you know, approach. And like appreciating that diversity was really for me like, oh, okay, well, yeah, we've been doing a lot of work. I'm glad that you all see what we're doing. And I'm also glad that, you know, it's not just the garden work. It's like understanding the deeper concepts that we've been touching on throughout the years, so that it didn't just come because I work here at Lewis Ginner. It's like we've been doing this for a long time.
The goal of the Valentine is always to make sure that the programs that we put on, the events that we have, pretty much anything we do looks as much like the region as possible. And that's something we're still working on. And so we're really excited that this year our honorees reflect what the region looks like. And that's something that we continue to be committed to. And at the end of the day, you know, if we want to make sure that the honorees, the people that we're celebrating, that other people in the community can look up and say, hey, you know, they're doing great work. I want to join that work, or I want to do my own work related to that. And so it's also about kind of helping to inspire. I think that is one of the great things about this collaboration is that it gives folks an opportunity to see not only the work going on by these individuals, but the work, the progress that we've made as a region, and then what we can do, what they can do going forward.
Our leadership that works with the collaborative is local elected officials, it's county managers, it's funders, it's a lot of the decision makers in our community. So for them to see these honorees, I think, A, it's inspiring because maybe they don't always see the positives, right? But I think it's also just a real opportunity to highlight where there are opportunities to continue to get involved and support these issues.
Other Richmond History Makers this year include the LGBTQ resource and advocacy group Diversity Richmond and the arts organization Culture Works. Individuals include music educators Ashby and Terry Anderson, Pam Mines, founder of J.P. Jumpers Foundation, which helps families affected by special needs, and Kim Mahan, founder of the tech job development company Max Potential. For Virginia Currents, I'm Catherine Comp, WCVE News.